Welcome to this series of Bible lessons on the New Testament. In these 42 lessons, we will teach the history of the Lord Jesus as delivered to us in the four Gospels. We will start with the days that led up to Christ's humble birth in Bethlehem. We will then look at his blessed ministry, his suffering, his death, and resurrection. His humble life on earth concludes with his ascension, and after this, the blessed outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lastly, we will teach the calling and ministry of the greatest evangelist that ever lived, Paul the Apostle. These last lessons are taught from the book of Acts and include Paul's missionary journeys. Be sure to use the lesson guide with questions and knowledge exercises presented with these lectures. We hope these lessons are a blessing to you. Thank you.
In lesson 21 of our Bible study on the life and the ministry of Christ, we wish to see Jesus anointed by Mary, which we may find in Matthew 26, verses 6 through 13, and John 12, verses 1 through 8. And then we wish to follow Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, which we may find in Mark 11, verses 1 through 18. We begin with Mary anoints Jesus. And you can find this in Mark 26, verse 6 through 13, and John 12, verses 1 through 8. It is now a week before the Passover, and Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He has gone through Jericho and has now arrived in Bethany. And in Bethany, he always would visit with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. This is that Lazarus whom he had raised from the dead. And when he comes to Bethany, he is invited to a supper. And that supper is in the house of Simon the leper. Now, Simon is no longer a leper, because then he could not live in the village or in the city. Oh no, the lepers had to go outside of the city because they were unclean. But this man was a leper and was healed of his leprosy. And we may believe that that is why he has made a supper and he has invited Jesus, his disciples, and Lazarus to come and to eat with him. And so we see Jesus sitting, or rather laying, at the table in the house of Simon the leper. When I say laying, we need to understand that when the Jews prepared a supper, they laid on a couch with their head towards the table and their feet away from the table. And that is also significant for this event, because while this supper is being served, then a woman enters the house, Mary, and she comes and stands behind the feet of Jesus. And look what she does. She has a little box or a little bottle full of precious ointment. And when we say precious ointment, then Judas says that it was worth 300 pence. Well, 1 pence is a day's wages. So think of it. This woman is bringing this bottle of precious ointment worth 300 pence, almost a year's wages for a laborer. And she breaks it open, and she pours it out on the feet of Jesus. And then she stoops down and she wipes his feet with the hair of her head. Oh, why would she do this? That is a token of her thankfulness, of her love for Jesus. Oh, she has come to anoint Jesus without her knowing it herself for his burial. And Jesus will say this after. But here she shows her love for Jesus and her thankfulness that Jesus has forgiven her sins. Oh, then Jesus becomes precious for a sinner. But now, when the disciples see this, then Judas especially says it. He says, what? Why this waste? She could better have sold this ointment and given that money to the poor. Now, we have to understand Judas was the treasurer for the disciples, but also Judas was a thief. And so Judas was more concerned about the money than about Jesus. And that is exactly why Jesus looks at Judas and the other disciples and he says, this woman has done a good work because she has done this for my burial. She is already anointing my body for the burial, her love for her Savior. And then he rebukes them and he says, you always have the poor with you, but me you do not have with you always. And he meant that so often we are more concerned about the poor than about our own souls, about the fact that we need Jesus, the love of God above all, and then the love for our neighbor. And then he says, what this woman has done will be remembered. Wherever the gospel is preached, you will hear of what this woman did. And isn't that remarkable? That today, when we study this lesson, then we also talk about what Mary did, that she poured out this ointment as love token for her Savior. Oh, may it be an example for you and for me. Yes, we must love the poor, but may we love God above all. Then we see in the following day Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And that we find in Mark 11, verses 1 through 18. Jesus knows all the prophecies of Scripture. And he also knows that there is one prophecy that has not yet been fulfilled. And that is the prophecy that he will come riding upon the colt of an ass. And that is why Jesus now sends two men to go into the city. And he tells them that there they will find a colt of an ass tied along the road. They are to bring that colt of an ass and to bring him to Jesus. And if anyone would ask them why they are doing this, why they are taking this colt, then they are supposed to say, the master has need of him. And so they bring this colt to Bethany and to Jesus. And then they lay their cloaks on him, their garments on that donkey. And they place Jesus upon that donkey. Now, the disciples are just as busy because they also think, just like the people, oh, today, this is the day that Jesus will ride into Jerusalem and become our king. Oh, that is still always in their hearts, that Jesus is coming to establish an earthly kingdom. Oh, then look what they do. They lead this colt along the way, and the people, the multitude of people, in excitement, they throw their garments upon the path. They throw the palm branches along the way. Oh, it is just like when a king is coming to a city. Then they lay out the royal carpet to welcome that king. Well, here they are laying out their garments and their palm branches to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. And they are crying in excitement, Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, they are all waiting. This is the time. But look what happens when Jesus comes to Jerusalem. Then he goes to the temple. And then after the day is over, he returns to Bethany. He does not allow them to anoint him as king. All those disciples are disappointed. And one disciple especially, Judas Iscariot, because he had hoped that if Jesus became king, he would get a special position in the government of King Jesus. And we will see in our next lesson how that he now is filled with hatred and will betray Jesus. Oh, then the disciples go along with Jesus to Bethany, and they are disappointed. The following day, Jesus goes back to Jerusalem, and then he sees and hears that the children are crying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh. Oh, then the scribes, they ask him, they tell him, tell those children to be quiet. And then Jesus says, oh, if they remain quiet, then the stones will cry out. But then Jesus goes on into the temple, and there again he cleanses the temple. He drives out the animals. He turns over the money tables, and he cries out, why do you make my Father's house a den of thieves? It is written that my house is called a house of prayer. May we take it to heart, God's house, the church, that is a house of prayer. May we never make it a den of thieves. But oh, when Jesus does this, then the scribes and the chief priests, they are angry. They want to know what gives him and who gives him power to do this. Oh, Jesus turns around and he leaves Jerusalem, returning to Bethany. So we see that in the beginning of this week, they are crying, Hosanna. Well, at the end of this week, we will hear them cry, Crucify him. Isn't that something? That when it comes to earthly glory, we all want to have a part. But when it comes to Jesus as the Son of God, eternally in heaven, then we do not want to have a part. Oh, may we learn to know that everything here below has no value, but to be made an inhabitant of that kingdom and to know Jesus as the King of all the earth, the King of his church, that is important. Thank you.